well.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the ordinary council meeting for Brighton Council for the month of May. A welcome to councillors, senior staff, and members of the public gallery. It's been a while since we've had anyone in the gallery, so it's nice to see all you here this evening. I'd like to begin by stating, in accordance with Regulation 8 of the Local Government Meeting Procedure Regulations 2025, the chairperson is to make a verbal statement at the beginning of the meeting to the effect that an audio recording is being made of this meeting. All persons attending this meeting are to be respectful of and considerate towards other persons attending the meeting, and language and conduct at the meeting that could be perceived as offensive, defamatory or threatening to a person attending the meeting or listening to the recording is not acceptable. Moving on, Brighton Council acknowledges the Palawakapakana Tasmanian Aboriginal community as the traditional and original owners of the skies, land and water of La Truita, and forward our respects to their elders both past and present. Brighton Council acknowledges the continued connection the Tasmanian Aboriginal people still have to the skies, land and water of La Truita that provides them with the food, medicine and craft celebrated through ceremony today. Item 3 on our agenda is apologies and requests for leave of absence. Councillor Murtagh has requested a leave of absence. That's been moved by Councillor Geard and seconded by Councillor Della Torre. Any discussion or debate? If not, I'll put that motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried unanimously. Thank you. Item 4 is notification of leave of absence for parental leave. There are no requests for leave of absence for parental leave. Item 5 is confirmation of minutes, and item 5.1, confirmation of the minutes of the ordinary council meeting held on the 21st of April, and they've been presented in our agenda this evening. Is there any amendments or any discussion? If not, can I have someone move that they be accepted? Moved by Councillor Della Torre, seconded by Councillor McMaster. Any discussion or debate? I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Thank you. Item 6 is declaration of interest. In accordance with the requirements of Regulation 10(8) of the Local Government Meeting Procedures, does anyone wish to declare an interest in anything on the agenda this evening? Councillor?
Mine is just for the closed section of the meeting.
Understand. Yep, closed item. And Councillor Della Torre?
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. Just declare an interest in 17.2, which is the community grants item. I have a connection through my employment to one of the applicants who I'm not recommended for approval, so I'll stay in the room for discussion, and should that recommendation change to suggest that they might be recommended for approval, then I'll leave the room at that point.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Mayor, same item in relation to the request from Albies Fire Brigade.
Yep.
Don't want to have anything to do with that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sorry, yes, I should add that one too for the Tea Tree Golf Club and the Tea Tree Church.
Thank you. Those interests have been noted. Thank you very much for that. Item 7.1 is public question time. Item 7 is public question time and deputations. And we don't have any public questions on notice, but we do have a lady in the gallery which wishes to ask a question. So would you like to come up or...?
No, can I stay here?
You certainly can.
I'm actually a councillor. Thank you for letting me come here. It was more of a statement question. Did you realise that there was a lot of log trucks and big trucks coming down the Elders Road? Because I travel that road a lot from here to Hamilton, and there's been quite a few near misses that we've noted, and it the side of the roads are getting really powder. So I didn't know what the council knew about that one, but it was just a question of whether you were aware of the amount of big traffic, lot of trucks that were coming down.
James, do you wish to take that on notice or?
Yeah.
We can get back to you as well. Thank you. I have just a quick statement to make in public question time, if I can, you can divulge me. That's it. One of our councillors, Peter Gidd, celebrated and had a function at the Brighton Bowls and Community Club a week or so ago, just in regards to 50 years of service to the Tasmanian Fire Service and our community. So we had a statement that was to be read out in the day. I'm not quite sure whether that was done, but I wish to read that now, if I'm able. On behalf of Brighton Council, it is a privilege to recognise and celebrate an extraordinary milestone, 50 years of dedicated service by Peter Gidd to the Tasmanian Fire Service and our community.
Can I just pull you up there for a second, Mr Mayor? It's to the State Emergency Service, but in not quite done for 50 years in the Tas Fire Service yet.
Oh, I'll read it again next
time. No, keep going. They're both same in one or another anyway, so that's the point.
So I'll skip that bit and we'll go to the SES and our community, and soon to be the Tasmanian Fire Service.
Yeah.
Peter's commitment over five decades reflects not only remarkable endurance, but a deep and unwavering dedication to community safety, leadership and volunteering. From his early days with the Brighton Volunteer Fire Brigade through to his ongoing work in training, emergency management and fire prevention, Peter has played an integral role in strengthening the resilience of our municipality. Peter's contribution extends well beyond operational services. As a long-serving councillor of Brighton, an active member of the emergency management committees, Peter has helped shape the way our community prepares for and responds to emergencies. 50 years of service is a rare and commendable achievement. It speaks of a lifetime of selflessness, professionalism, and care for others. On behalf of Brighton Council and the wider community, thank you, Peter, for your outstanding contribution. We congratulate you on this remarkable milestone and wish you all the very best in the years ahead.
Thank you very much, Mr Mayor, for that and the councillors and staff. Really, I have to put my credit to my family. They're the ones that's been the backbone since I've been involved with the SES. Janine started this as in a maiden name a few years after I joined. Look, it's been a privilege to serve the municipality, not only of Brighton, but of Tasmania and Australia in general. I've achieved a lot out of it, and giving back to something, especially our community here in time of need, but also as a councillor and things like that as well. So it's been a privilege to serve. It's been a privilege to serve with all the councillors past and present. I've really enjoyed every moment of it, and I've had no problems with most councillors right throughout all that time. So it's been a blessing. And the staff have been absolutely fantastic right throughout the years. And especially we have one of the long-serving ones here. It's been slightly longer than I've been here. So, yeah, look, I've probably guided me all the way through. I really take my hat off to the staff and the people of the municipality. Look, when we started, we were a little farm community. The things they worried about the table, around the tables, was a little bit potholes and things like that, and computers weren't even mentioned then, so but now we've come that far. So we've grown into a slight rural touch to us, but it's an urban place now, and getting bigger, but I hope we never lose that urban and country look for the municipality, because I think that's a blessing, one of the few places in the world where it's still like that. So look, for the future, I am standing for council again, probably the last hooray, which will be for sure, if I ever get back in again. So I can't iterate, it's just been a privilege to serve in the SES, the Tas Fire Service, and especially in local government. But And look, I recommend it to anyone but in any of those fields. And again, I'd like to reiterate, I thank the councillors and especially the staff in looking after me all those years. So, and thank you very much.
Thanks, Peter. We'll move into another short presentation. We have another milestone, which was distributed today to councillors. Someone started at our municipality and our municipal offices 40 years ago today, and obviously that's Janine. So, Janine, thank you. I'm sure James will say a few more words in a moment. Thank you very much for everything you have done for our community. It is great. Everything you've done for most of the councillors around the table. Your dedication to us, your friendship to us and to our families as well is greatly appreciated. And it's a hell of a milestone to work in one place for 40 years. So, well done. James.
I'll keep it short because I know you're not really enjoying this, but really the flowers are a small gesture from all the councillors and senior staff, and it's really just a big thank you and congratulations. And, you know, over that time, it's pretty amazing the legacy and the things you've been involved in for the community, for council, and in sharing your lives with your colleagues. So thank you so much on behalf of all the staff.
Thank you. I'm not
going to
get up.
No speech. That's disappointing, Charlie.
Well, all I can say is it's obviously been a great place to work, but 40 years and only having three general managers, like, what does that say about not only the elected reps but the staff and the general managers of the day? So I guess very lucky, and also being given the opportunity along the way of being recognised and taking on and seeing a path forward, I guess, with training and development, and the GMs having faith in being able to achieve all those things. So, yes, so thank you very much. I didn't want him. Come in, do my job.
The last 3.5 years, though, have been your favourite councils. You can say it. It's all right.
Kill the interest there.
You, and congratulations again. Yeah. Item 8 is question, councillors' question time. 8.1 is councillors' questions on notice. There aren't any. Item 8.2 is councillor questions without notice. And I open it to the floor. Are there any questions? Thank you. We'll move on. Item 9 is reports from council. 9.1 is the mayor's communications for the last half of April and May. I can add that there were a few, obviously, media interviews in regards to a few announcements which aren't included on that report, but if there's any questions on any of those items. No worries. Can I get someone to move that those communications be received? And it's been moved by Councillor Owen and seconded by Councillor Della Torre. I'll put that motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
And against? Carried. Thank you. Item 9.2 is reports from council representatives. Are there any reports from councillors for this evening? Councillor Della Torre.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Circulated to councillors late this afternoon a report from the Brighton Place-based Early Intervention and Prevention Youth Justice Initiative Steering Committee. we had our third meeting assessing the progress of the four grants that were approved last year through the Youth Justice Initiatives Grants Program. Those grants are going very well. There has been some creep in the scope and changes to deliverables, as these are really community-based grant programs, and the recipients have had to change things as challenges have presented themselves. Councillors might remember we've given away $56,000 of the $300,000 that was available, so round two has opened and is closing this evening for expression of interest. Brighton Alive and BYAG will then look at those applications. I believe there's 7, maybe 8 applications this time round. They'll get some feedback and be given an opportunity to incorporate that feedback before final assessments and approvals are made. And those final pitches are due by the 23rd of June. So we can expect a fresh round of grant recipients to be announced shortly after that. But the existing ones were Material Institute, BYAG, Under One Rainbow, and Sutcliffe running the Youth Night Cafe. So making some really good progress in relation to youth justice diversionary initiatives. So appreciate the opportunity to sit on that committee.
Excellent. Thank you. Councillor Geard?
Yes, on Monday I had the privilege, I'm the only councillor still representing on the State Fire Service as a member there. Unfortunately, I usually have two, but I'm not on that at the moment. I had the privilege of attending at Kingston for the official opening and handing over of a brand new pumper come heavy tanker. It's the first of its type in Tasmania. It's right up there with the rest of the world. It took about 5 years in the making when they first started to look at it in the Tas Fire Service to where it's got to now. We're working party looked at it. Absolutely unbelievable, the tanker there. It can also support Urban in Hobart by boosting up the water system as well. So it's right up there with him. Got everything at his fingertips, a lot of modern electronic stuff on as well, but going back to the old-fashioned stuff, hammers and things like that are still of the old-fashioned things as well. So it's down, I don't know if you realise, but Kingston is, at night time, there's a volunteer brigade, and now, just lately, there's a permanent brigade there because there's too many calls they had to handle. They do about 180 calls a year, so that's just basic calls around the area. So it was well worth it. There's 15 to come out. There's another 6 coming this year. New Norfolk will be another one. So it's only going to the big urban centres to back up supporting the urban brigades in those in major fires, because as you realise, we've only got a very slim number of people, career firefighters in Tasmania. We rely on volunteers right throughout the lot. So these will be supporting that, but also supporting outlying places as well, like Fiona and that.
Thanks, Councillor Keir. Is there any other reports from other councillors? If not, can I have someone remove that those two reports be received? Moved by Councillor Ryan, second by Councillor McMaster. And I'll put that motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Thank you. Item 10 is miscellaneous correspondence. Included in our agenda was a letter from the Minister for Local Government dated the 30th of April 2026 regarding local government electoral legislation. As I said, that's been included in our agenda. Item 11 is notification of council workshops. There were 2 workshops since the last ordinary council meeting. Attendance and apologies are listed in our agenda. Item 12 is notices on motion, and there aren't any. Item 13 is consideration of supplementary items to this agenda. There are no supplementary items. Item 14 is reports from committees. There were no committee meetings in May. Item 15 is petitions, and there are no petitions. Item 16 is council acting as a planning authority. There are no planning items on tonight's agenda. Item 17 is officers' reports, and item 17.1 is a donation request by the Butterflies and Boots Gala Ball for Women. And I'll hand over to Ange.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This was a last-minute donation request from Her Strength, Her Story for the Butterflies and Boots Gala Ball that's being held at the end of this month, the 2026 ball. Councillors will recall last year we donated $500 towards the catering. This is a similar request for catering, and there was a quotation attached. There was a $3,000 version the catering and a $2,500 more budget version of the catering. We have also waived, as we did last year, waived the fees for the Civic Centre, and that is going to be for the next 3 years as well. So given, I guess, where we're at with our grants budget and donations and so on, $500 last year, the recommendation is for $1,000 for this year's.
Thanks, Ange. Councillors, over to you. Is there any questions of Ange on this particular item? If not, we do have a recommendation on page 9. Moved by Councillor Owen, yep. Seconded by Councillor Geard. Is there any discussion or debate? Councillor Owen?
No.
No?
No, Mayor. I think we've all councillors around the table are aware of the work that those girls are doing and the virtual need for something like that. And happy to move it.
Thank you.
Well, the only thing I'd like to say, Mr. Mayor, last year was a tremendous success, and I think with a bit more than that, there's probably a lot of publicity from last year, it's going to go from strength to strength, so well done. I congratulate them.
Councillor, anything further? Councillor Della Torre.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. Just add my appreciation to this group for hosting an event of this nature in our municipality, and just like to mention that another woman and two children suspected domestic violence victims this week been murdered, so clearly still a major concern in our community. Yep.
Councillors, anything further? If not, I'll put that motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
And against? Carried unanimously. Thank you. Item 17.2 is a community grants for 26-27. Hand over to Ange again. This is another one. Ange, you're going to do everything.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, we have here quite an oversubscription for the small medium grants in terms of the amount of applications that we received and the budget that we have. So, as you're aware, for 26-27, we have a budget of $80,000 in total for small and medium grants, and we typically reserve around the 10,000 of that for our quick response or incidental requests that come in. So we're really working with a total budget of around the $70,000 mark for both the small and medium. So the recommendations have really been around trying to be as fair as possible, keeping in mind also the criteria around impact within community and the reach of some of the organisations as well, with in terms of connection and engagement with our community. It was a fairly difficult task. I think councillors would agree when we reviewed to see how we were going to come in. I think we had, it was around $137,000 worth of requests. So it was quite a lot more than what our budget was. That's kind of where we're at.
Thanks, Ange. Councillors, I'll open it to the floor. Are there any questions to Ange on the recommendation which we have in front of us? Thank you. If there's no questions, it's the grants have been grants and donation requests for the small and medium grants for 26-27 financial year, as per the recommendation provided, in total $70,880, and that's been moved by Councillor Della Torre. Is there a seconder? Seconded by Councillor Curran. Councillor Della Torre.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. First of all, I'd like to thank Angela and the team for their work on consolidating all of the work, all of the applications, and giving us a report that's manageable and workable. Also, I'd like to thank her for making the difficult decisions for us and providing us with a recommendation that is workable within the budget that we have. I know that many hours go into reviewing these applications through my own work in this space. It's not an easy task, and it's never a nice job to suggest not supporting any of these grants, so I appreciate that work. I think you've done very well in providing us with a recommendation that supports over half of the applications that have been received, supporting 5 of the 8 small grants and 8 of the 16 medium grants, and providing good chunks of money, if not the whole amount, usable values that will make a real difference to those programs. And supporting programs that are impactful and local to our community. So, again, thank you for the work, and I'm more than happy to move the recommendation as it stands.
Thanks, Councillor De La Torre. Is there anything further from other councillors?
No, I was going to just thank Angela as well, because I do understand how difficult this task can be, and I appreciate the time you've and the effort you've put into it.
I won't say anything else because I think Aaron's just said it all. But yes, I'm sure we all appreciate what you've done in this space. Mm. Thank you.
Thanks, Councillor Curran. Is there anything further? Do you wish to close?
No, thanks, Mr. Mayor.
If not, I'll put that motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
And again, carried unanimously. Thank you. Item 17.3 is the draft of the Brighton Council LGBTIQA Plus Action Plan. And once again, I'll hand over to Ange.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The LGBTIQA Plus Action Plan has been developed based predominantly, almost solely, I should say, on the community engagement work that was conducted. We were fortunate enough to be able to commission Dr. Ruby Grant to conduct that work, expert in the field, La Trobe University, and we then worked with Dr. Ruby Grant and Rodney Croom to develop the draft action plan that is presented to you this evening and which you have also reviewed as part of a workshop previously. I think the main thing to note here is what we have really summed up in the assessment. As an LGBTIQA plus action plan, it's fairly moderate in its scope and tone, but does respond to the needs and concerns of the LGBTIQA plus community here in the Brighton area. And it really is around that social inclusion, community wellbeing, and was a direct response to requests from members of our community. So, thank you.
Thanks, Ange. Councillors, any questions of Ange on this item? If not, can I ask, there is a recommendation on page 14 that Council endorses the draft Brighton Council LGBTIQA Plus Action Plan May 2026 and commences implementation of the plan with updates to Council and community to provide a quarterly up to the end of quarter 2, 2029. That's been moved by Councillor Irons and seconded by Councillor Della Torre. Councillor Irons, would you like to speak?
Thank you. Yeah, absolutely. Very happy to move this motion. I think going back to the time that Rodney came to talk to us all, I mean, Rodney, I think, is not only sort of a local and Tasmanian hero in a way, but also an Australian hero. But, you know, to me, this isn't actually anything particularly groundbreaking. You know what we're doing here. It's basically just reflecting what we should see. You know, not just in our municipality, but all over Australia, really, and all over the world, is basically just awareness of people in our community, what their needs are, you know, where they have wins and losses and how we can better support, and that's our job as council here. And I think, you know, at the end of the day, I like to think that it reflects what our values are anyway, as a council and the people sitting around the table. So, you know, I personally just think it's exciting to have a plan, there and to be able to engage with our community however we can. So, yeah, excited to see what the next steps are and hopefully be a part of things along the way. And we'd like to again thank the staff for their work on this. It's obviously been a really well-run process to get to this point, and I think that's great too because it gives us confidence that everything putting forward is achievable, and I think that's a really important step as well. So thanks to everyone involved and honour to move it.
Thank you. Thanks, Councillor Irons. Councillor Della Torre.
Thanks, Councillor Irons, for his contribution. Don't have a lot to add. I'd just like to mention that it has been 2.5 years of work for council officers, consolidating feedback that the community have given, and recognise that we've just recognised the International Day Against Homophobia, Biphobia, Intersexism and Transphobia, which is Ida Hobbit Day on Sunday just gone. And that day highlights the need for ongoing discussions around LGBTQIA plus rights and fosters community inclusion, and I think this policy does exactly that as well. And in the same way we consider disability when designing our community, we should be considering the needs of others within the community and taking that into consideration as well. So happy to second.
Thanks, Councillor Della Torre. Is there anything further from any other councillor? Councillor Fong?
I will be supporting the motion, but in saying that, I to add that I'm not entirely convinced that it's local government's domain, and that such policies have a tendency to be divisive rather than uniting. I believe everybody should respect the beliefs and views of others, regardless of race, religion, sexual orientation, whatever, unless those views and beliefs are harmful and or are fueled by hatred and are against our laws. I have yet to see a council policy, action plan, state or federal law that prevents the actions of bigots in our municipality, state, country, or indeed the world as a whole. However, I will support the motion, even though I have reservations about the necessity to have one, because I think we should all respect one another's view and opinion, provided it's not overstepping the mark.
Thanks, Councillor Owen. Councillors, anything further? If not, without further ado, I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Against? Carried unanimously. Thank you very much. Item 17.4 is...
Thank you.
Item 17.4 is the March 2026 Finance Quarterly Report. Do you want to do this one too, Ange, or
I think I'll hand over to you.
more money for you and your budget.
Julian, don't take it personally that the public gallery's not.
There's still one member.
Oh, sorry. So
the overall financial outlook at the end of March is pretty much in line with budget expectations. Things to note, rates are slightly down compared to this time last year in the March quarter. Our cash is starting to have a downward trend. Which is in line again with previous years, so most of the rates instalments have fallen due and we've still got our capital works program that is ongoing to be completed by year end. User fees are over the year to date expectations, but also still on par with the budget, the overall budget figure. This is mainly to do with the tip entrance fees. So for the quarter, they were 120k compared to the budget estimate of 87k. And there's also the BCITB and building levies that we sort of get in and we haven't paid out yet. So it's just that difference in the methodology of how the budget's done on a straight line. there is also an overspend on maintenance, so and that will probably be continual. So by year end, we will be over on our maintenance budget. Can't be helped, but we have now put the guys onto capital jobs, so hopefully that will be limited. But we are keeping a very close eye on that with regular meetings with our acting works manager. So, and also capital expenditure is tracking along with quite a few work in progress projects being commenced during this period. So it'd be nice to get some of those out of the way that have sort of been hanging around for a couple of years and signed off. So it's just put to council to receive the report as presented.
Thanks, Gillian.
Question?
Yes.
Councillor Owen.
I noticed some of those investments are maturing or have matured. I would expect a better deal on some of those interest rates, even more interest rates.
Yes. There's one that has matured in April, and
yep.
I think we've got... I can't remember off the top of my head what the interest rate was.
Tell me Friday.
There is another one maturing this week, one in October as well. Mm. Oh, sorry, July.
I have got a meeting with the Westpac Bank. Sorry, tomorrow as well, just to talk to them about investments as well. So get some more of that money working a bit better for us.
Yeah, good idea. Gillian, I assume the A2 is the AMP investment?
Yes.
Yep, and obviously the balance with the NAB and the CBA is the A1+.
Yes.
Yep. I think... Oh, sorry, Councillor. You go.
No, I was just going to move that the report be received.
But I can do that in a second. I note that our receipt of our rates is actually better than last year.
Yeah.
That's just fantastic. Is that due to anything in particular, do you think, or is it just the hard work of our staff, or is it just things are
economy
flowing in well?
I think probably a bit of both. I think we've done a really big job in order to follow up those the debt recovery on the outstanding properties that have got a high... high amount outstanding, also greater than 3 years. So, our rates officers have done a really good job in trying to follow those up. There has been a lot of people paying full that were outstanding that haven't replied to some of our letters in the past. And I anticipate in the next quarter there will be a few more payments with the 137 properties advertised for sale today. So hopefully those people, hopefully we don't have to go down that path, but that should get quite a few of our overdue serial offenders sort of hopefully getting in contact with us and paying their dues.
Excellent, thank you. Are there any further questions of Gillian? The recommendation is that Council receive the March 2026 financial quarterly report, and that's been moved by Councillor Owen.
Second.
And seconded by Councillor Geard. Any discussion or debate? I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Thank you. Item 17.5 is dog registration and kennel licence fee for 2026-27. And hand over to Gillian.
So the setting of our dog registration and kennel licence fee is required under our dog control policy and under the Animal Control Act. So this year it is proposed to increase the domestic dog fees by the CPI increase of 5.1%. So councillors will be aware that we changed our dog registration fees last year, whereby we got rid of that $15 late fee and we just sort of made it one fee. So they've only gone up a couple of dollars for our registration and our kennel licence. Because of the work involved in that, that has stayed the same. So $190, that was a big jump last year. The dog complaint fee has gone down in price reflective of our socioeconomic area. Some people can't afford to pay that $100 fee in order to get their dog barking complaints investigated, so, and that is fully refundable. So it's just presented to council to adopt the animal control fees for the 2026-27 year as listed in the report.
Thanks, Gillian. Councillors, any questions of Gillian?
I probably could have asked you this prior, it just cropped into my head then, but just the reclaim fee from the dogs' homes, can you just run me through how it sort of works? So if someone... if we have a dog here and we contain it and we take it to the dog's home, so that fee we charge directly to the owner and they pay a fee from the dog's home, or is it wrapped up in the dog's home?
I believe they pay at the dog's home to get their dog back.
Yeah, sure.
We don't collect that fee.
Yeah, so you'd argue the cost of taking a dog there and back and the staff time and whatnot, that probably wouldn't even cover our costs of doing that, would it, really?
Probably not, no.
Might want to look at it in the future, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can I just add to that? So that fee, that reclaim fee, is agreed for the four councils. So four councils,
gotcha.
So Hobart, Glenorchy, Clarence and us, all contribute to the Hobart Dogs Home.
Mm-hmm.
So early in each year, we'll agree, or have agreed, on what the reclaim fee should be for that year. So it has been $80 for a few years now, but we consistent for the admin staff that work at the dog's home, whereas previously some years ago we were much lower than some of the other councils, and so the staff were like, I don't know, what's Brighton's reclaim fee to Hobart, so it is agreed.
No, that makes sense. Yeah, it just seems it should at least cover the cost. Well, what was it 40 years ago, do you know?
Let them run wild.
That probably wasn't a pound. I think it was in retirement.
Yeah.
where that feedback from.
Thank you.
Is there any other questions? If not, we have a recommendation on page 17 that we adopt the proposed animal control fees for the 2026-27 financial year.
Moved
by Councillor Gidd, seconded by Councillor Curran. And would you like to speak to the motion?
Yeah, I think I totally agree with what you've done with the complaints and dropping it down. That just makes sense. It's very hard for people to find that sort of money, knowing full well they're going to get it back with just finding it. So we probably might get a few more with barking dogs and things like that, but that's, I think that's probably beneficial for the municipality anyway. So, yeah, well done, but well done.
Thank you. Is there anything further? If not, I'll put that motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
And against? Carried. Thank you. Item 17.6 is the draft budget for 26-27. Gillian.
So, as the budget cannot be adopted greater than 1 month in advance, it is proposed, presented to Council to adopt the budget in principle tonight. So this is based on the two workshops that we've had with councillors in April and May. So the main thing is that the residential rates is increased by 5.95%. The 2026-27 budget includes a capital budget expenditure of close to $13.5 million. So these include some large road projects to be completed, such as the reconstruction of Killarney Road, Old Beach Road and Cheswick Crescent, as well as the completion of stage two of Seymour Street Park. It also includes borrowing of $2.5 million to achieve the long overdue refurbishment of the council offices. So it's anticipated there will be a $358,000 deficit in the current financial year. This is after many years of council operating in a surplus that has enabled this to happen. It's also subject to change, given that council is waiting on some final figures from revenue items such as the water dividends and also the state growth contract, that we may not get the amount that we've received in the past, but we hopefully will receive something. The proposed budget also includes the fees and charges for the year. So most of these have been increased by the March CPI figure of 5.1% as well. So it's recommended for Council to approve the in principle, the 2026-27 budget.
Thanks, Gillian. Councillors, open it to the floor. Are there any questions for Gillian on this particular item? We've obviously workshopped over the last month or two. If there's no questions, is someone prepared to move? Moved by Councillor Irons, seconded by Councillor Curran. Is there any discussion or debate?
No, just a big thanks. A massive job. Looking at all this stuff, Gillian, as always, just presented beautifully. I really don't think it is a pretty small deficit at the end of the day when we're talking those dollars, and you know, we don't want to be a place that has a whole lot of money coming in. It's just sitting there. It's there to use for our community. So I think it's a very small amount and masterfully done, as always. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anything further? No. If not, I'll put that motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Thank you. That concludes the open part of our meeting. And in a